World Sport from the BBC with Paul Walker. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we now know the full lineup for next year's Africa Cup of Nations. We'll tell you who's going and who's not. One of the FIFA whistleblowers says she'll be looking over her shoulder for the rest of her life after making allegations of corruption against Qatar's successful 2022 World Cup bid.
I'm tired of FIFA's culture of secrecy. I've been introduced to a whole new culture of paranoia, of fear, and of threats.
And the Formula One driver Jules Bianchi has left hospital in Japan and been transferred to a hospital in his native France. So we now know the lineup for next year's Africa Cup of Nations. There are two big stories to come out of the final round of qualifiers. Guinea are through, but the reigning champions Nigeria have failed to qualify. Here's our football reporter John Bennett.
Yeah, Nigeria had to win. They went 2-0 down, got it back to 2-2 late in the game. South Africa down to 10 men, but it wasn't enough. Congo go through with South Africa to the Africa Cup of Nations. I saw Nigeria at the World Cup and I was impressed, but since then they've had so many problems off the field. Their coach leaving, then returning, then leaving, then returning again. Federation problems as well. I think they've paid the price for the soap opera that surrounded the team in the last few months. So Nigeria will not be there at the Cup of Nations. Guinea is a fairy tale story. This team has been through so much. Guinea, one of three countries at the centre of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The team